Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. A leading psychological biographer breaches the Goldwater rule to infer Trump mentally unfit for the presidency, while a leading Watergate figure from the Nixon administration predicts the Trump presidency will end in a calamity. The first of two shows we're going to do on the Trump presidency, the other for balance. We will have a leading conservative pundit on the Trump agenda. All of this today on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. John Gartner served as part-time assistant professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University Medical School for 28 years. His areas of specializations include borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, and depression. He's the author of In Search of Bill Clinton, a psychological biography for which he was on this show. Also the author of The Hypomanic Edge, the link between a little craziness and a lot of success in America. John Dean, legal counsel to President Nixon during the Watergate scandal, his Senate testimony helping lead to Nixon's resignation ultimately. New York Times bestselling author of Blind Ambition and Broken Government, Conservatives Without a Conscience, along with Worse Than Watergate, and he was on this show for his latest book, The Nixon Defense, What He Knew and When He Knew It. Welcome both Johns. We'll look at first his fitness, and we'll look at the performance issues so far on Mr. Trump. And let me start with a quote. Donald Trump is dangerously mentally ill and temperamentally incapable of being president. Trump has malignant narcissism, which is incurable, and that's John Gartner. What is malignant narcissism, and what do you mean?
Yes, well, malignant narcissism was actually a term that was introduced by Eric Fromm, a famous psychoanalyst who escaped Hitler's Germany. And it was actually his attempt to psychologically explain Hitler. So we could even call it the Hitler personality disorder, because it was actually retrofitted to explain Hitler. Ooh. It involves four. So I know as a Jewish person, you're never supposed to use the H word, but I'm using it because it fits. And it has four components. One is the one that everyone, I think, at this point is aware of, which is narcissism. That alone would not be so disqualifying. The problem is it combines three other features. Paranoid personality disorder, you know, all of his conspiracy theories, and his tendency to see other people as so malevolent, like the press, for example, who he thinks are scum, and minorities and immigrants who he demonizes. And antisocial personality disorder, which is essentially the criminal personality disorder. So someone who routinely violates the rights of others, who lies, who exploits others and feels no shame or remorse about it. And finally, a fourth component, sadism. In other words, being a bully. If you put these four components together, this is the temperament or the personality of a Hitler. But believe it or not, that's not even the worst news. he's a malignant narcissist on a good day. On a bad day, he's delusional. On a bad day, he's psychotic. He has delusions of grandeur and delusions of persecution. So we have had presidents with bad characters before, though not many. I'm very interested to hear what John Dean has to say about comparing him to Nixon. But I don't believe we've ever had a president who was actually thought disordered or psychotic before.
We're about to ask John about that linkage, but just before we do that, explain quickly the Goldwater rule, and are you breaking some kind of a big ethical code here?
I think I'm breaking a small ethical code. to support a bigger ethical issue, that I think the duty to warn the public, and that is one of our duties, if we have a patient we think might potentially harm somebody, confidentiality is one of our highest ethical principles, but we're actually bound to violate confidentiality, to warn someone who might be harmed by that person. Well, that's what we're supposed to do in terms of our most sacred principle, confidentiality, to warn one person. Here, I'm saying that people with psychological training and expertise have a unique window into the way in which Donald Trump is dangerous to the public. And so we believe, we've actually formed an organization of therapists called Duty to Warn, that we do have a higher ethical duty to warn the public about imminent danger that's far more pressing and central.
Okay. If anybody knows what it's like to work with a allegedly paranoid leader, in fact, a president, it would be John Dean. Do you see comparisons between Nixon and Trump and differences?
Well, I have no qualification whatsoever to do any kind of psychological analysis of Nixon. I have read a number that were done, most of them post-Watergate, and the most striking feature of Nixon to me, where I've actually done some study, is when I did the book Conservatives Without Conscience, and I was trying to understand what had happened to the Republican Party, and I actually started that project with the late Senator Goldwater. We disbanded the project. He was very upset with the religious right and what they were doing to the conservative movement. And when we abandoned the project, it was because his health got bad and never got better. And then I put the book on the shelf and did it years later. But the title came from his book, The Conscience of a Conservative. Anyway, what the body of science that I got way down in the weeds, and then got some help from somebody to get me up to 30,000 feet to look at what I'd seen down in the weeds, is the work that was done on authoritarian personalities. Started post-World War II, and now we have about 70 years of it. What I discovered is that Nixon was, on almost any scale, pretty high as an authoritarian personality, as well as those who were his followers. And that's the way the authoritarian personality breaks down. You have most of them are followers, people who want to have a strong leader and want to be told how to think and what to do. Others they're called right-wing authoritarians, the testing scale that psychology uses. And then on the other side, the leaders are called social dominators. Nixon was clearly a social dominator. These are people who would jump out in front and say, follow me, I can solve all these problems. And they have rather unattractive, both these people have groups have unattractive personality traits, some of which sound very much like what John Gartner just outlined, which is in a greater degree than I found in the work I did. Anyway, there's no question that Nixon was authoritarian. And we know that not because of his public behavior as much as we know what happened behind closed doors. From his secret taping system. I see real similarities between Nixon, the private Nixon, and Trump. The public Nixon was shy, highly rehearsed, and really on stage. I suspect that the public Trump is pretty much the way he is in private, from what I'm told as well.
That's definitely true. In fact, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Aside from clinical diagnoses, John Dean, being face-to-face behind the scenes with Nixon, did you get a sense of paranoia and just things that almost seemed mentally unbalanced?
Not really. Nixon was very bright. He very opinionated, had strong feelings about things. He understood the world better than his own family. And he was obviously a complex man. I don't start have dealings with him outside of group-level meetings where I'm in there with his top inner aides. The White House counsel, which was the job I had, was and is a middle-level staff job. You tend to report to the president through others. And so it's not till the end. I have about 37 meetings with him, which were pretty deadly for him because I remembered the meetings and they... I would later testify.
John Gartner now, two things. One, Is mental illness, should it be disqualifying because LBJ, Nixon, et cetera? The second part of that is,
right,
in your Clinton book, he's a narcissist, hypomanic, you use, but you're very positive on Clinton's aspect of it versus Trump's narcissism.
Yeah, no, I think that's an excellent point. I'm certainly not saying that anybody with any form of mental illness is disqualified from being a president. You mentioned a couple of examples, and we could think of others. But if we were to create a Frankenstein monster and try to put together the most toxic, destructive psychiatric symptom in the DSM, we could not improve on Donald Trump. This is truly, and I really do hate to say this, a worst-case scenario, that we have a madman in the White House, that the person who is in control is out of control. And it's very interesting to me to hear Mr. Dean talk, because he's been one of my heroes since I was a kid. I remember watching the Watergate hearings, being riveted to them and watching almost every minute of them. But I have to say that I would almost welcome a President Nixon right now compared to Trump. And I never, ever thought I could ever say those words.
Well, I must say the same,
Mr.
actually,
Dean put it,
having been there. And Trump, I find very scary.
Yeah, and I think that the reason John Dean put his finger on it, I think that Nixon, even though he did have some paranoid and some antisocial traits, was not irrational in the sense that he was divorced from reality. He didn't think in a delusional way. He wasn't psychotic. This is a huge difference. We're talking about someone who cannot distinguish between his fantasies and reality.
Business Talk with Jim Campbell over the Business Talk Radio Network, over 350 stations around the country. Go to biztalkradio.com, find the station closest to you, listen over the internet, access our podcast. We'll move now from on the couch to in the Oval Office. We'll look at the performance thus far right next.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Watergate figure John Dean and psychological biographer John Gartner. And we're going to start off with John Dean, because if anybody would be good on this, it would be John. You said the Trump presidency will end in a calamity. What exactly do you mean?
Well, it's hard to believe that the way it's begun, that it's going to have a good ending. While the most striking thing to me so far is his ignorance. I don't think the man has a good newspaper knowledge of how the presidency or Washington work. I suspect he has never read a biography or autobiography of any of his predecessors. And he's been very slow in really getting staff around him that knows what's going on. To the contrary, and they're doing this in the departments and agencies as well, they're firing people who actually know how the place runs. It's something of the blind leading the blind at this point. So this can only result in trouble. Fortunately, in the first 50-some days he's been in the office, we've not had a disaster. But when they come fast, and you really need the machine running. He calls his White House a fine-tuned machine, which, again, is delusional. That place is just a total chaos silo, if you will.
Let me ask John Dean, there's some quotes of yours that I've taken. Maybe you can put some color behind them on this. One is, I don't think Richard Nixon even comes close to the level of corruption we already know about Trump. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, when I first saw Trump surface as a viable candidate, I happened to be back in New Jersey doing a program for lawyers, and a senior partner who was then in his 90s and still practicing, told me at lunch, he said, I've had about 20 lawsuits with Donald Trump. He said, he's the most dishonest man I've ever met. At that time, it hadn't come out that his practice in business was to screw his subcontractors.
Yes.
And force them into court to collect their due when he completed a job. And that's what he was referring to, that he represented a number of people who had been stiffed by Trump, and we now know that was the standard operating procedure. So that's a pretty corrupt way to do your business. And we also now know the just phenomenal degree of dishonesty. He cannot seem to tell an honest report of anything about himself, his life, or anything that connects or touches on him.
Do you have a sense what will be that calamity?
No, I don't. That's a tea leaf reading I can't do, but I just know he's unprepared to handle it. He hasn't surrounded himself with people. Mike Pence has some government experience, but he's been on Capitol Hill, which is a big difference from being in the executive branch.
John Gartner, John Dean just mentioned this, by the way. What does it mean when you're a pathological liar, first off?
Yeah, I think what's amazing about Donald Trump, and I agree, he's just, his level of dishonesty is off the charts, as well as his level of ignorance. But as Lance Dota said, a psychoanalyst who was with me on the Lawrence O'Donnell show, that Donald Trump really tells two kinds of lies. The first, which he tells often, are lies of the normal sort meant to deceive other people. That's the antisocial side of him. But the other set of lies he tells that are actually much more dangerous are lies he tells to himself, where he convinces himself of delusional ideas that are grandiose or persecutory. So whether it's that he had the largest crowd size in American history, which was a fits the definition of delusion because it was a demonstrably false belief. This is the definition, psychiatric definition of delusion, that he holds rigidly and is not open to any amount of contrary evidence or reasoning. That's the definition of a delusion. So he kept asserting over and over again this demonstrably false belief that he had the largest crowd size. Now he's asserting the demonstrably false belief that Barack Obama bugged his offices. This is a kind of lie he's telling himself as well as other people. And because he slides back and forth, it's always a little difficult to know, is he lying to us or is he lying to us and himself? It's not always clear, but he's capable of both kinds of lies. And that's why I'm certain that Mr. Dean is correct, that this is going to end in catastrophe. And as he says, we can't know exactly what the mechanism will be. Will it be in North Korea? Will it be an economic collapse? Will it be a scandal? But let me put it to you this way. I've put all my money in cash.
Well, at least you want to tell us what you really think here, John Gardner. let me ask you, John, while you're talking, the transition from reality star to politics, I mean, in reality, his exaggerations there, his sort of manipulation of the media, it was sort of in good fun as a private individual and as a reality star. The transition to politics, is that the problem that's driving his hatred of the media? I mean, because the media has made him. John Gardner.
Well, this is someone who is paranoid and who suffers from delusions of persecution. And when people like this, they demonize the people who create opposition or even interference for them. They don't just see them as people who need to be negotiated with or people who need to be dealt with or people who need to be opposed. They actually see them as evil. This is the paranoid side, this projection of malevolence. So the things he said about the press, for example, it's not lots of presidents have been angry at the press, but he has gone over the top in terms of seeing them as evil scum who are the enemies of the people. I mean, that's not only politically fascistic, it's crazy.
But John Dean, isn't that the way Nixon felt about the media? Press?
Well, he was angry at the media, but if you notice that one of the huge differences between Nixon and Trump on that is Nixon did it largely behind closed doors. He would call in the enemy to Kissinger and tell Kissinger, now go write down three times or infinitely, the press is the enemy, the press is the enemy. He would push his people in that regard. He had his enemies list. He had his efforts to shut off the Washington Post, the New York Times, wouldn't let them into some events, not unlike Trump. But and of course, leaking was the bane of his presidency, causing the ultimate downfall of it because he went way over the top in dealing with it, far beyond the law, obviously. So, yeah, you know, I don't think that he was nuts about it, but he knew exactly what he was doing. He was just trying to quietly behind the scenes give them a very, very difficult time because he was unhappy with their coverage. And the interesting thing is, it worked a little bit. He had his Governor Chuck Colson on his staff who policed the media, and when the president was unhappy with coverage, Chuck could get on the phone and call the head of CBS, NBC, ABC, whatever, and read them the Riot Act, and it worked. They would tame their coverage sometimes. So, you know, I think there he was a little paranoid in his overreaction, but not totally off the chart.
You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. We'll go into a little bit more detail on whether a Watergate calamity is inevitable in the Trump administration. So stay with us.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with John Gardner, author of In Search of Bill Clinton, a psychological biography, and John Dean, author of The Nixon Defense, What He Knew and When He Knew It. I want to start with John Dean, and Watergate started as a third-rate burglary, as we all know. And I'm wondering if a Watergate-like calamity might be the whole Russian issue.
It's going to be worse than Watergate. The Russia issue kind of breaks down into three categories. Did Trump collude with the Russians to try to harm Hillary while helping himself through the leaking of emails? Then there's the period between the election day and the inauguration, where there's some serious questions as to whether the Trump people were in collusion to try to undercut President Obama's sanctions on Russia for their interfering in the election. And then, of course, the third area they're investigating is the dossier that surfaced from the MI6 agent, Mr. Steele, that is pretty devastating. It shows that Trump has been compromised by the, not only he's compromised and colluded with the Russians. So those are the three areas, and any one of those, if they bear out, would appear to me to be the end of his presidency.
Would be bigger than Watergate, potentially. Yeah. John Dean, let me ask you this. An interesting parallel is Nixon, you know, was accused of trying to interfere in the 68 election by trying to get the Vietnam peace negotiations, put a little wiggle room in there so that they wouldn't settle before. And now we have this issue with, did Trump try to do collude before the election? Do you see similarities there?
Absolutely. We not only have the accusation now, but a historian by the name of John Farrell has got a book coming out on the 21st of this month, March, and did an op-ed for the New York Times reporting that he had been able to find corroboration in H.R. Haldeman's campaign notes where Nixon is giving instructions to his staff to interfere with Lyndon Johnson's efforts to reach peace in Vietnam by keeping the South Vietnamese from coming to the table, telling them that they'll get a better deal under Nixon. Lyndon Johnson was aware of this and called it treason. It well could be under the law, and Nixon successfully covered that up throughout his presidency, and there's some reason to believe that this was behind a lot of his actions. For example, at one point he wanted a break-in at the Brookings Institute in Washington, and it's believed that he was concerned that they had some information that would nail him on his interference with Johnson's peace efforts.
One more thing for John Dean while we're on that. So Trump is sort of letting this filter around, as we're seeing. Is that the biggest mistake Nixon made was the cover-up was worse than the crime that he didn't try and deal with? Is that a similarity?
Well, as I said, the cover-up of his 68 activity was actually successful. They didn't that didn't get uncovered until, 44 decades later. But there's no question, there's no evidence that Nixon had any knowledge they were going to break into Watergate. However, he was certainly aware that he had people set up over there with that kind of mentality and capability. But he just didn't give the order on that one. Had they not been arrested at the Watergate, he had given an order that was their real mission that night, which was to go into George McGovern's headquarters. And he said, put a plant in. And I don't think he was talking about a flower. The cover-up, it ended his presidency because what happened is Watergate went way beyond a bungled burglary that he'd had nothing to do with. It showed he had abused his powers as president, not only in orchestrating a cover-up of what had happened, but just across the board from his enemies list, his use of the Internal Revenue Service to go after people, the line that had just become one lie too many for his supporters until the point they, on a bipartisan basis, abandoned him.
All right, John Gardner, I want to talk here about the tendency to tweet and the indiscipline that comes from that. The Obama wiretapping charge, for instance, it seems to me right away that the FISA requirement would mean there'd have to be criminal intent. So he's tweeting about potentially self-incriminating himself. What do you think about this whole tweeting indiscipline thing? What does it mean?
I think there's a manic component to this. It's very bipolar. He's up all night. He's getting agitated. He's irritable. He's aggressive. He feels attacked. And at 3 in the morning, when he should be sleeping, he's spewing out crazy stuff. So I think he's getting manic in the middle of the night and reacting to things he's seeing on TV and then impulsively spewing out crazy ideas that he reads on conspiracy websites that come from his own head. But it really is an example of why he, you know, they talk about what is the president going to do when he gets the 3 a.m. phone call, meaning what's going to happen if there's a crisis in the middle of the night. He is the 3 a.m. phone call. He is the crisis. Instead of being the person who's going to be able to deal with chaos in the world, he creates chaos in the world.
How come he
very,
can't?
Very dangerous.
Why can't he control the indiscipline part of that? I mean, John Dean will certainly say that Nixon was up in the middle of the night too, but he was able to control not, you know, walking out the front door of the White House and screaming what was bothering him. Why does this guy have to get it into a tweet right away?
Well, I think Mr. Dean's point is a very important one. It's been written about elsewhere in terms of this mental illness issue, that it's one thing to have some mental illness or some mental instability if it doesn't affect your public behavior and your public decisions and your public persona. And that's where Trump really takes it over the line, because he can't control himself. It'd be one thing if he was melting down in private, but able to behave appropriately in public. A lot of people with mental illnesses have some private distress but are able to function in their job. He is not. He announced on day one that he was in his psychiatric disability made him incapable of functioning when he created the whole crisis around crowd size, which, like the tweet about the FBI, actually doesn't do him any good. This crazy like a fox theory is incorrect. He's not crazy like a fox. He's crazy like a crazy.
Okay.
The Occam's razor says the simplest explanation is usually the correct one. The simplest explanation for why he keeps saying crazy stuff is he's crazy. This doesn't help him. Like you said, he's either guilty of Russian espionage, and that's why there was a FISA warrant, or he's making this stuff up and he's paranoid and crazy. So either one of those makes him look bad. So it's not a strategy. It is a pathology.
All right, let's ask John Dean now. I'm going to go to managing the White House now. There's some people that will say that Trump really wants to be the brand manager of Make America Great, and he's put in a very strong staff, someone like a General Mattis, for instance, who's universally respected. So I want to ask you if you think that might work, coupled with, do you see the Reince Priebus, Steve Bannon, coalition as similar to Haldeman and Ehrlichman in some way?
I see him not putting in a strong staff at this point. What he's done, a president has about 4,000 appointees that are not all presidential, Senate confirmed, but they're sub-cabinet and assistant secretaries and what have you. He is so far behind the curve on filling the jobs that the executive branch is really not working right now. I'll give you an anecdote that makes the point. An author friend of mine went to the State Department recently and gave a talk. He said the place was packed to the absolutely overwhelmed how full the auditorium was. And he finally asked a couple of people, how come all you people are here? He said, we have nothing to do. And so he came to hear your book talk. He was very distressed about the fact he had that kind of turnout. Trump has not established a real working presidency at this point. He's way behind. He does want to be the one who controls everything. They're obviously putting restraints on who can be appointed to these sub-cabinet posts, and as a result, it's not happening very quickly or very smoothly. And at some point, for example, Congress expects the administration to come up and state their position before committees on the Hill. Well, they're starting to have hearings, and the Trump administration is not sending anybody up to state the administration's position. It's just bizarre what's going on.
Fascinating, boy.
I think there's a method to that madness, though. I think there's a method to that madness, and it has to do with his fascistic drive for power. The two things now that hold him back are the press and the civil service. And he's trying to demonize the press and hollow out the civil service. As Rachel Maddow pointed out, he fired all of the top people at the State Department who have collectively like 150 years of knowledge about how to deal with Russia, among other things. They got rid of every one of the U.S. attorneys. Literally from day one, he fired every Obama appointee. And as Mr. Dinas has been slow to replace them. In other words, what he's trying to do is hollow out any independent voice that could contradict him. And civil servants are, in some ways, that independent voice, especially people like the State Department people he got rid of who had served eight presidents. They have the collective wisdom of eight presidencies worth of knowledge about foreign relations. You get rid of those people, and who do you have? You just have wackos like Steve Bannon running the show.
And you're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell from our flagship stations, Yale Radio, WYBC, and WGCH, Greenwich. Final segment, we'll close out with some Trump presidency predictions.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beets or beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beets folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450. 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeets.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, The Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beets. God bless. Wish me luck.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
Watergate legend John Dean, leadership psychologist John Gartner on board. I want to start off, get both your opinions quickly. Can a bad guy be a good president?
I'm sure a lot of bad guys have been good presidents. I flashed immediately when you said that on my digging into the social science on authoritarianism. And some of these guys are, these personalities make great corporate heads. They're good in law enforcement. They rise to the top of the military. And I'm sure some of our presidents have been authoritarian personalities and pretty rough people to live with in any other realm. So I suspect that the answer is yes. Nixon, one of his strengths were some of his hard-held views that were deeply associated with his own psychology, his China initiative, his detente with Russia. He didn't care much about domestic policy and let his aides create things like the Environmental Protection Agency. And they actually played with health care because he said, just don't get me arrested, is what and let his staff do pretty much what they wanted. It was fairly moderate staff at that point.
Very, very interesting. John Gartner, let me ask you this. Trump is so focused on winning. It's almost a psychological need. Is that going to help him survive in your mind?
No, because, again, with Trump, it's more than just his being an authoritarian personality, which is bad enough. But as Mr. Dean pointed out, some authoritarian personalities in the right situation can be effective. He also is detached from reality, and that is the real key difference. That's why we know that this has got to end in tragedy, because someone who is psychotic cannot lead.
Maybe you could explain this. He seems to only be able to function in chaos, which, of course, must be stress for the staff. Mm-hmm. Why does he thrive on it? Why does he need to have chaos instead of some stability in there?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, and I think you really did put your finger on something. He thrives in chaos. He creates chaos. The opposite, the very opposite of what we need a president to do. I mean, America has been the cornerstone of stability since World War II, and now we are being led by someone who is not only unstable, but at some level willfully or almost maliciously seems to take a certain perverse pleasure in creating a crisis that he himself is generating. That actually goes with the malignant narcissistic personality disorder. There's a perverse kind of pleasure they get in creating chaos and crises.
All right, John Dean, Nixon always prided himself on pressure in crisis. And Leon Panetta has said, I don't know whether this White House is capable of responding in a thoughtful or careful way should a crisis erupt. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think there's an element of truth in that. Nixon did become somewhat detached and analytical in a crisis situation. There were crises he tried to provoke during Watergate in the late days to try to shift attention away from his own problems. He's pretty cool and calculating about it. You listen to him on the tapes, and he is pretty analytical and good. What Nixon is terrible at is small talk, and he is not a naturally articulate speaker. You get that behind closed doors, and you realize how articulate he was in public. It's because he rehearsed himself so much before he gave public addresses. So he's pretty disciplined with whatever problems baggage he might have been carrying.
All right, let me ask John Dean. We're going to get into predictions now. You talked about that it took 900 days for Nixon to come down, and that Trump seems to be on a fast track. What I want to ask is your thoughts on is impeachment a possibility realistically? And secondly, you know a lot about the intel community and the relationships there and what it meant in Watergate. Do you think Trump is crazy to be taking on the intel community?
I think he's asking for trouble because he needs them. And their goodwill. If we have a national security crisis, he's got to be able to rely on him. They're not even, apparently, as we have heard, giving him all the intelligence because they don't trust him for fear he'll reveal something that they know that should not be revealed.
John Gartner now, and John Dean brought this up off air, and it's interesting. Do you think there is a way to manage Trump, to deal with Trump amongst his staff or whoever would go, whether it's the vice president? And is there someone there that could let him know there's a cancer on the presidency, as John Dean did with President Nixon?
Here's what's really terrifying. This is a worst-case scenario from several points of view. First of all, this is someone who is unmanageably crazy. Nobody can control Donald Trump. Kellyanne Conway's got bags under her eyes like 2 feet deep just trying to keep him, you know, ambulatory for an hour at a time, but it doesn't last very long. He uses indoor voice for the address to Congress, but that's about as long as he can maintain it. But now to make things worse, you know, you say the cover-up was worse than the crime. Well, if Trump actually colluded with the Russians to steal the election, I think the crime was worse than the cover-up. But the cover-up is called the Republican Party. But this, unlike the honest Republicans of John Dean's era, who came to him in a bipartisan way to ask him to leave, our current Republican Party, I'm sorry to say, is so corrupt and amoral that they are enabling this lunatic, and they're going to enable him until we go over the cliff.
Which leads me to ask you, there is another option versus impeachment, which is invoking the 25th Amendment. Which could be come from his own people. Do you think that is a possibility in any way?
Well, we've circulated a petition. We have 30,000 mental health professionals who have signed a petition saying he should be removed under the 25th Amendment. Yesterday, I was in Representative Blumenauer's office speaking to his chief legislative aide. They've been very active in trying to get mental health considerations included in the way in which the 25th Amendment is carried out. So we are working actively on that approach, though I have to admit I'm not that hopeful.
Okay, we're in the last minute. We'll give John Dean the last word. You've obviously sat face-to-face with a guy that was fighting for survival every day. Does what you know about Trump give you a feeling that he might be more successful at being a street fighter survivor than Nixon was?
Well, I think he's safe as long as he's got the Republicans in control of the two houses of Congress. After that, I don't think he has any safety at all. Or if he causes them problems, they're going to abandon him. Nixon, had he had a Republican Congress, never would have been impeached, or the effort never would have happened. He would have survived, however you want to play that out in history. So Trump is safe right now because, as John Gardner said, he's being protected, and this is all being covered up by the Republicans.
A fascinating and fast hour. Thanks to John Dean and John Gardner, I might say a sobering hour. Their books, again, John Gardner, In Search of Bill Clinton, A Psychological Bio, and John Dean, The Nixon Defense, What He Knew and When He Knew It, amongst other books. This has been Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Our next show, we will have a rebuttal show. In fairness, we'll have a leading conservative pundit, and he'll talk about what he calls Trump's big agenda. Thanks to John Gardner. Thanks to John Dean. Thanks to our national audience for listening, and we'll see everybody next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.